Hi, everyone. My name's Chris Robinson, and I'm the writer and producer of this podcast series, which is based on letters written by the Dominican Sisters of Great Bend, Kansas, and compiled by my aunt, Sister Cornelia. I think that you're in for a treat, or perhaps more accurately, a retreat, back into time, because this podcast is based on letters written from 1956 to roughly 1970 by the Great Bend Sisters, who went to northern Nigeria to help establish clinics and serve as midwives, nurses, and teachers. When they arrived, Nigeria was still a British colony, Eisenhower was president, and AA batteries had yet to be invented. It is this snapshot in time into which these people were plopped down into history that I have tried to preserve, for you to hear and picture in your mind, just as I did when I first read their letters. Being raised Catholic, I have to make a few confessions. The first is I unabashedly love the sisters who wrote these letters. I love their foibles as much as their grace and bravery. One type of sister did not fit all. Some loved adventure, some were burdened by their responsibilities, some acted like a Martha at one time and a Mary at another. They were very three-dimensional human beings trying to follow their religion in the best way that they knew how. That's how I read it anyway. And my bias is that they succeeded more than the rest of us at walking the walk. That said, the sisters had a leg up on the rest of us because of the structure of their religious life, which leads me to my second confession, and it's that I don't think that the modern religious are portrayed with much accuracy. Far from restricting the sisters, the church was, to me, surprisingly flexible in helping these women to find their own best way to serve God. From what I read and know of my aunt, the sisters led very rich lives. Many were and are highly educated and world-traveled. Trust me, the sisters used convents around the world like a chain of Howard Johnsons. They were very much in the world, probably more than most of us, and yet separate from it. They had to be open-minded and follow a religious orthodoxy. This has always been a curiosity to me about my aunt. I'd never understood how she did it until I read an article that Frank A. Salamon wrote about the Great Bend Sisters in 1986. He wrote this, "Without exception, the missionary women came from rural areas in Kansas. One later moved to a small town, but each claims ties to the earth and all the rich symbolism it evokes. The legendary, even mythical virtues of family and community sharing are deeply ingrained in these women, as are respect for hard work and problem solving. None had pampered childhoods. All had loving ones. That loyalty and love are deeply ingrained in each woman. Equally ingrained is an understanding of the need for community cooperation. All have ties with Catholic enclaves within largely Protestant Kansas. Most often these enclaves were Catholic towns or villages surrounded by Protestant communities. Sometimes they were parishes in the middle of Protestant towns. No matter how near or far, there was an awareness of being different, but of being comfortable with that difference." I think that he got it right. This was my aunt for sure, and I also believe the women who wrote these letters. Not only was it their upbringing, but the strong grounding in their faith that allowed them to live in the world, respect others' beliefs, and stay true to their own. Now that I think of it, Cornelia rarely talked with me about religion and never preached, although she did express relief that my rebellious years as a Lutheran had ended. I think that how she lived her life was her testament of faith. Some of the letters that you will hear are verbatim. Others have been edited for the sake of clarity and entertainment. As you can imagine, the sisters wrote a lot about church holidays and sacraments, which were of great interest to their fellow Dominican sisters back home. To move the stories along, some events have been switched around and letters dramatized. I've also beefed up medical information aided by my trusty 1950s medical books and interviews with doctors. That said, all of the stories did happen. Sometimes I had to fill in the gaps with historical research or my best guess regarding the gist of the story. Likewise, with the sisters, I had to fill in the gaps regarding motivation and personality. Sometimes situations have been swapped with different sisters, again for clarity or story structure. Although most of the sisters who wrote the letters and the people about whom they wrote are no longer alive, nearly all of the names used in this podcast are fictitious. The exceptions are historical figures and my beloved aunt, Sister Cornelia, who compiled the sisters' letters and shared them with me before she died in 2016. I truly believe that Cornelia spent 5 years of her life compiling them for a reason, and that you are that reason. I'm also certain that she would want you to hear the letters to know about her God. I, on the other hand, want you to hear them to know about Cornelia, her fellow sisters, and the times in which they lived. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy, follow, and share with your fellow travelers.